Springtime at the cabin in Crapper Creek, Alaska. The snow is melting, the blue tarps are showing up, and everything seems to be covered in dog shit. So welcome to springtime in Crapper Creek. This week on the podcast, legendary rocker Carmine Appice joins me as we rip the shit out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame once again. Cinco de Mayo fun, plus Star Wars Day fun, Earth Day fun. We got to wrap all that up. Plus, comedian from America's Got Talent, Vicky Barbalak. Yes, your favorite trailer trash queen. Nerd news, foodie roundups, and life lessons we learned too late in life. All this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
Finally, it's here. Oh, the birds are singing, the snow is melting, and bodies are showing up on the Tanana River. It's springtime in Crapper Creek. Sing it with me!
Oh, it's springtime. Yes, it's springtime. It's the spring, and birdies want to sing. Stop playing with your thing time. Oh, the birds are chirping, the buds are popping on the trees. Hey, look in the park, there's some guys with their pants around their knees. They seem to like the breeze. Yes, it's springtime. Oh, it's springtime. It's a spring by a wedding ring and yoga pants will cling time. Oh, we waited so long, now the winter is gone. Hey, look, my neighbor's dogs are banging out on my front lawn. Yes, it's springtime. Springtime is here. Oh, it's springtime. Yes, it's springtime. It's a spring, have a little fling after Martin Luther King time. Hey, the bees are buzzing, the flowers smell like perfume. The stretch pant, camel toes, and Walmart all are in bloom. Stand back and give them some room. Yes, it's springtime. Oh, it's springtime. It's a spring, man, I gotta sing. Cover Lil Wayne and Bling time. The days are long, so grab your thong. In Denver, Colorado, they will break out the springtime. Yes, it's springtime. Oh, it's springtime. Springtime is here.
Ew, 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 I stepped in something gross. God, I hope it's mud. Please be mud. Gotta play. They're one of my favorite bands, War. We've had them. They've been in the cabin. Remember they came up and played and they did this live, their song, Cinco de Mayo? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let this roll. Oh, yeah. I hope you're going to have fun. If you're going to go out and celebrate, do it smart. Don't be an idiot. It's an amateur night. It's like Mardi Gras or New Year's or St. Patrick's Day. Be careful for the idiots. That's all. And, you know, we don't even know what this whole Cinco de Mayo thing is. We don't know why we celebrate it. We don't get it. So this might be a good spot for an educational moment.
95.9 presents an X-Rock Morning Show Educational Moment.
Let's learn a little something about Cinco de Mayo. Bars won't be as crowded this year thanks to deportation vans. As many know, Cinco de Mayo also commemorates the day Cheech met Chong. Cinco de Mayo is an excellent way to celebrate Hispanic culture without having to sit through soccer. Cinco de Mayo is that one time of the year where Americans get to let loose and maybe have a few drinks. By the way, that guy named Fernando in your office really doesn't like your sombrero. He's simply trying to not make waves. By some crazy coincidence, Cinco de Mayo always seems to fall on May 5th. Cinco de Mayo is one of about 5 million holidays around the world, all commemorating a military victory against France. Some say Cinco de Mayo is racist, but in a harmless way. Like Aunt Jemima. Millions of Americans will pack restaurants today, and others will simply go to Taco Bell. In Spanish, it means 5th of May. In English, it means I'm going to dress in offensive stereotypical costumes as an excuse to get drunk. Despite its cultural significance, it's mostly celebrated by drunk white girls. And regular margaritas love to body shame skinny margaritas. Cinco de Mayo is a popular holiday in places with Latino majorities. So basically everywhere in America, except Utah. And finally, Cinco de Mayo is really just an excuse to day drink. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's a top fun fact about marriage. My bad. Hey, what do you say we get educated? Let's talk science. Bam! This week in science, pesky mosquitoes, sweaty feet, and the $25,000 challenge. It's time for your nerd news. Bam! Okay. Here's your latest in science and nerd news. A meteorite shot through the sky over Maine last Saturday. Now a museum is offering $25,000 to the first person who finds a chunk of it. They want big pieces. That's to weigh at least 2 pounds. So it broke up, and so there's pieces somewhere, I guess. Back in 2019, astronomers released the first photo of a black hole. Now they've released a better version of it, made with the help of AI. It's pretty impressive. Speaking of AI, researchers used AI to see what our feet might evolve to look like after another 100 years of wearing shoes. The answer, uglier and sweatier, with much longer toes. All right. Bam! So we're evolving back into monkeys? All right. What goes around comes around. Hey, in bug news. Yeah, we have bug news. Study in Ohio State University found adding brighter lights to cities might cause more mosquito bites. They're dormant most of the year, but too much light could confuse them and make them stick around longer. Yeah, right. Hold my beer, says anybody in Fairbanks in June with 24 hours of daylight. Did you know uploading your consciousness to the cloud is still science fiction, but some expert went viral this week after claiming it's closer to becoming reality than most people think. Said to start regularly recording your parents and other loved ones so AI can use it to model their voice, looks, and personality. Then you'll be able to interact with a virtual version of them and ask questions even well after they're gone. He says there's a 100% chance it will be possible someday and thinks it might be somewhat possible by the end of the year? What? Bam! Great. That means somebody is going to make Donald Trump live forever. Yay. That's your nerd news.
The X-Rock Morning Show.
This is where we do our morning show.
In the darkest depths of the Forbidden Zone.
Shows can be successful simultaneously.
We'll be right back after this break.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
And that's because we have the man with us, the one and only Carmine Appice, legendary drummer. Now, I was seeing you guys got a couple shows. I know you've been doing your one-man show, and you're part of a bigger show coming up, a tribute show as well, correct?
Yeah, we're doing Vanilla Fudge shows. I got some of the Diary shows coming up. I'm also, we got a lot going on with the Appice Perdomo album that's coming out. Kate Bush has got into the Rock Hall of Fame, and that's, you know, we did her song. That's the first single and video. So I don't know if that's going to help or hurt, but we're releasing that on the 26th of May, and we're going into New York City to do like a a press party at the Cutting Room. We're gonna play four or five of the songs, and we're gonna do some Superstition. We're gonna do a tribute to Jeff and Tim. We're playing Superstition, and and then we go to L.A. and we do it in L.A. as well.
Wow!
You know,
that's gonna be huge, man.
I'm gonna send you a sizzle reel that you can put on the website.
All right.
Of the album, and then when it all comes out, I'll send you the single and I'll send you the video.
Beautiful. Well, I want it all. Bring it all. I want it all.
Right now we're doing the second video.
Wow.
For it, which is the first video is the Running Up the Hill. Second video is called Drum City. And we're doing that right now. I'm actually going to go in my studio after I talk to you and work with I found this kid across the street. He's like 22 years old. He's an audio. He goes to college for audio and video. And he shoots his videos on a iPhone 14 Pro Max Plus. Yeah, so we shot this new video in 4K.
Let me get this right, Carmine. You, legendary rocker, got new music coming out, and you're cutting a music video with the 22-year-old kid across the street. Is this what I'm hearing?
That's what you're hearing. he does rap. He does his own rap songs.
Wow.
He engineers them, puts them together, does the videos.
It sounds like, actually, this could work out better for him than you, because you could probably open some doors for this kid.
Oh, without a doubt.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Looking forward. You mentioned Kate Bush. Funny you said that. Must have worked, because they announced she's in the class. So her and Sheryl Crow, and I agree with both of those. Willie Nelson, I get. The Spinners, not rock, but legendary.
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine. And they got George Michael and Missy Elliott. Now, both of those are wonderful artists. But again, you know, I think you and I have both come to the realization that it's not the rock, it's the Music Hall of Fame. Once they start calling it that, I think the better. But if they want to call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that's fine, because it's gone beyond that now, and we know that.
Some bands have not been in it, like, you know, ELP are not in it. Vanilla Fudge.
You're not in it.
You're not in it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not in it. You know, I mean, there's so many pioneers. You know, it should be.
Well, look at this list. Here's
pioneers. Pioneers.
Right.
You know?
Here's a list of who is not in. Bryan Adams, America, Anthrax, Bachman Turner Overdrive. We just lost Randy. BTO is not in.
Oh, I didn't know we lost Randy.
Bad Company, the B-52s, Blue Oyster Cult, Boston isn't in. Joe Cocker, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Dio.
Oh, no kidding.
Emerson, Lake & Palmer, as you remember. Foreigner, not in. Peter Frampton, not in. Graddon, Funk, Railroad, The Guess Who, Sammy Hagar, Don Henley, Hole, NXS, Iron Maiden, Jethro Tull, Jane's Addiction, King Crimson, Korn, Lenny Kravitz. I mean, Motley Crue, The Monkees, Meatloaf, MC5 isn't in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Ozzy on his own, not in there. Scorpions, Oreo Speedwagon, Slayer, Smashing Pumpkins, 38 Special, Three Dog Night, Tool,
Uriah. Who made this list?
Johnny or Edgar Winter aren't in. Weird Al, Warren Zevon, last one on the list, not in. But we got Missy Elliott in, and really that's all that matters, I guess.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah.
Anyway, all right, well, I tell you what.
The Go-Go's are in, too.
Oh, yeah, the Go-Go's, right. Yeah, we have the Go-Go's in, but not Thin Lizzy or Styx. Got it.
Yeah,
okay, great, great. Okay. All right, Carmine, we'll let you go. Looking forward to the single, the video, all of it. Have a great week. Don't burn yourself out, bro.
No, man.
All right.
Okay, dude.
There you go. That's the one and only Carmine Appice. All right, not surprisingly, Star Wars Day has become huge. It seems like everybody's in on the marketing. You know, they're just killing it now. There's some missed promotional opportunities, I think, for Star Wars products. Let's roll some, shall we?
New from Kotex, Star Wars tampons.
Uh-huh. The Force is strong with her.
But the resistance of Star Wars tampons is even stronger, featuring the lightsaber applicator for easy application, even at night. And for those days on the light side, try Star Wars panty liners with wings. X-Wings, Star Wars tampons, the best tampons in the galaxy, period.
Oh, did you have to go there? Right. I just had breakfast. It's too early. I'm not even up for brunch yet. I don't know why I'm so hungry. I guess we could always throw in a foodie roundup. Yeah! get right to it. They claim all the changes you will make their burgers better. The folks at McDonald's are making changes. They're changing all kinds of stuff. The Big Mac is getting more Big Mac sauce. The buns are changing as well. They'll be softer than before. They're describing them as pillowy buns and fresh toast on a golden brown. The cheese will be meltier. I don't know if they're changing or if just melting it more. I don't know what that means. The onions are changing. Instead of tossing them, they got the little dried ones. They're going to put them on when they fry the burger, so it'll be caramelized in the burger. The changes don't just apply to Big Macs. They're also applying it to regular hamburgers, cheeseburgers, double burgers, all that. They're also using it as a chance to bring back the Hamburglar, I guess. I'm sure he's different. He's probably more... It used to be more street. Now they're making more woke. All right, if you've already torn through your Easter candy, something else sweet is on the horizon. Starting this week, McDonald's is doing their new McFlurry, the Strawberry Shortcake McFlurry. Ah, just not enough sugar in your life. We need more sugar. Well, there's a lot of concern about the prices of groceries, understandably, but there's one surefire trick to keep the bill low. Only buy stuff you're going to actually use. A new report. The average American throws away about $63 worth of groceries every week. Every week. That's about $3,000 a year we're wasting. There's people, they're starving in China. Remember that? Our parents would tell us? It's the truth, and that's growing. We got to learn what my biggest pet peeve, I think, is food waste. I hate it. I hate doing it. I feel guilty. I hate it. We do our best to... I got leftovers in my fridge, in my office right now. Yeah, mostly fruits, vegetables, stuff that spoils, leftovers from meals. Lettuce is number one. Bananas. Oh, how many bananas do we throw away in our life? Apples, bread, avocados is another one because you got that short window with an avocado, right? Elsewhere, hey, all you can eat all the butter, cheese, and other fat you want. Fat has gotten a pretty bad reputation, but the more research comes in, the more it becomes clear that eating a bunch of fat really might not be all that bad. However, you got to work for it. University in California, San Francisco, said found even if you eat butter and cheese and all the other delicious saturated fats in the world, you can avoid increasing your risk of developing heart disease. Just a tiny bit of exercise. I mean, like 22-minute walk a day. Now, it's obviously better to eat healthier and do a little more exercise than that. Basically, just get off your ass and go do something, and you can eat more of the things you like. In other food news, if you think pineapple is a controversial pizza topping, how about bananas? It's a new one. Chipotle tops the list of the healthiest fast food restaurants. Chipotle. And America has chosen to bring back Taco Bell's Beefy Crunch Burrito. They say it'll be back for a limited time. They always do that in August. Limited time. All right, who doesn't like a smear of cream cheese on their bagel? That's a morning staple for me. I won't lie. Not a lot of bagel innovation going on. Well, now there is. New York City-based bagel shop H&H Bagels is teaming with Philly Cream Cheese to create a new bagel. It's pre-stuffed with cream cheese. It's kind of like stuffed crust pizza, but imagine the crust twisted into a bagel shape and cream cheese inside. But here's the thing. I like to split mine open. I like it toasted, then the cream cheese. They're doing it wrong. I don't think that's what I want. Hey, Doritos flavored beef jerky now exists. And due to they're extending beer sales at baseball games because the games are too short, so... Drink them if you got them. It's your foodie roundup. Yeah. And joining us in the cabin, comedian. You've seen her from America's Got Talent. She has her own show now in Vegas. The one and only Vicky Barbalak joins us with her man, Sweet Lou, here in the cabin of Crapper Creek. And Vicky, it's funny. I think I told you this last night, and that is that Jerry and I, I remember when we were watching, we're always watching for comics and checking out TV and seeing who we want to bring up. And we see a lot of comics on AGT. It's like, all right, They had 5 minutes. All right. All right. That one had, all right. They were good for two rounds. That, but you crushed it every round. And that's always the sign of a good comic. Somebody's got enough material. You know,
yeah,
it's not open act night. It's not open mic night where you need just five.
Right. You gotta have a backup.
You gotta have a full set because you made it so far, and then you came back for the Grand Champion show as well.
Yeah.
That had to be an exciting call to get.
That was fun. I mean, it was for me, it was a week after I got off finals. So I was like, are you kidding me? More clean material out of nowhere. but it was fun. And then I went to Europe to do Britain's Got Talent. And that was really good. So, yeah, it was a great experience. But I was like, you know, I had been doing stand-up since I was 40. And now at that point, I was 60. I'm 65 right now. But it was like...
Wow, good for you.
Yeah. And I had 20 years, you know, of hard work. Nobody knew me except Mitzi at the Comedy Store. But basically, you know, it was the funnest thing to get... To, you know, the world gets to see you. And then all the work that I did, I was ready.
Yeah, and it's kind of... It's nice vindication as well.
Well, it is like, you know, I just, honest to God, I used to pray something God happened so I could keep doing what I love to do. I don't know what it would be. Turned out it was AGT.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, who knew, right?
It would be something.
Who knew? I mean, that show has kickstarted a lot of careers. I say kickstarted because you already had it, but this kickstarted it into a new level for you for sure.
The part where you get paid. That was good.
Vicky Barbalex with us. Sweet Lou is here. Well, now, Lou, you guys met in La Jolla at the Comedy Store, and you play keyboards.
Yes,
at the Comedy Club.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Yeah.
You've played keyboards for everybody.
Yeah.
He's more loved at the Comedy Store. The comics, like, there'll be an event like Mitzi's funeral or something, and Lou and I will get on stage together, and the whole place, Lou.
Okay. All right.
And I'm here too. Ask.
Oh, wonderful. Now, of course, the AGT experience, we all see the outside. Is there a side of the show that folks don't know about? Obviously, there's, you know, it is television. It's reality television, and they have to make things fit the context as well. Was there parts of it that were like, wow, folks probably don't know anything about this?
I'll tell you one thing. I've never told anyone this before. There's this one gorgeous guy who looked kind of like Jesus with an Irish accent. And so his job was to break me down and just he kept going, tell me, like, in thousands, like, hours and hours of interviews every day, trying to go, Vicky, tell me a story, tell me, really break it down. I mean, tell me how hard it was all the 20 years I'm not doing English, Irish.
Right, law. Okay, goes, no.
Tell me how hard it was, you know, and he's a gorgeous guy looking right in my face. Tell me how hard the struggle was 20 years. And I'm like, it really wasn't. At least I wasn't selling carpet at my parents' carpet store. It was not that bad of a struggle. But he kept saying, believe me, this is going to help you. Just get to your core. So it's almost like they just like, you know, like interrogated you until you broke down. And went, yes, I was miserable. I'm fat. I'm old.
So they just get it out of you because they want that emotional
side. They want that.
But, you know, it works because you have to have an emotional, like in sports, you have to have an emotional connection to root for somebody or something.
Yeah.
And it's those stories. Now, like, I'll watch American Idol, and it's like, by the fifth round, we've heard all their stories, and I'm fast-forwarding. All right, we heard your misery. All right, right. Okay, diabetes. All right, you lost the foot. Good, let's move on. Can you sing?
Exactly.
I don't care anymore. That got you through the first round. Right. You know, the pulling on the heartstrings. Now, you better bring the talent.
Right. Either that or you better get an amputation. You're not going to go on.
Or a peg or something.
Yeah.
Vicky Barbalex. Sweet Lou's with us. We're hanging out.
Yes.
We're going to have him here for another couple minutes. And we've got to play a game I play. And I'll give you a second to think about it.
Okay.
And it's one we do with all the comics. It's best gig, worst gig.
Oh.
Think about it. We're going to do that. More with Vicky coming up. All right, if you think you're having a crappy day and your life kind of sucks, well, let's try to make it better at the expense of others. It's time for another episode of...
Fuck My Life.
Today, I went to my high school reunion, hoping to dazzle my old classmates with my career in investigative journalism. Instead, I ended up getting too drunk and passing out asleep in a bathroom stall.
Fuck my life.
Today, my soon-to-be ex-husband had the audacity to ask if the woman he cheated on me with could be in the delivery room while I give birth to our baby.
Fuck my life.
My neighbor put a noise complaint against me for being too loud at midnight. I was having a COVID coughing fit and couldn't breathe.
Fuck my life.
Today I promised my roommate I'd sleep somewhere else so he could hook up with his Tinder date. Unfortunately, I had a bad day at work and totally forgot, so when I went home as normal and walked in on the front room, writing my aunt, who is happily married to my favorite uncle. Cannot unsee that.
Fuck my life.
Today my ex-boyfriend got married to the girl he told me was his sister.
Fuck my life.
My girlfriend uninvited me to a party because she said her ex would be there, and since she hasn't told him about us, she didn't want him to get upset.
Fuck my life.
While watching TV with my wife, I realized that we were still watching My Little Pony, even though the kids had been asleep for about a half an hour.
Fuck my life.
I felt so lonely. I didn't know what to do, so I leave the TV on for company. Then the power went out.
Fuck my life.
I used the Find My app to locate a missing AirPod. Good news, I found them. Bad news, they're inside my dog's stomach. Well, there you go. You should feel a lot better now. Hey, let me ask you something. When you fly, do you move, lean the seat back? Some people say, oh, it's rude to, but then why do all the seats allow it to go back if it's rude? I don't. The airline is telling me it's okay to move my seat back. It's even got a button for it. But here's the way I do it. If it's a daytime flight or something, evening, I don't do it. I only move it back. If it's late night and, 90% of the plane is just trying to sleep, I'll move my seat back. And I usually do it slowly during takeoff so they don't really notice until we're up. That's just how I move. But yeah, during the day, no, I don't. But somebody came out with what they call an unethical hack. If the person in front of you puts their seat back, you know what you do? The person in front of you puts their seat back all the way. Just open up your vent full blast and aim it at the back of their head. It'll feel real weird and they won't like it. That's not unethical. It's like, all right, here you go. You want that? All right. There's a few more suggestions people came up with that are totally unethical. But for instance, find a 2-for-1 deal at a restaurant. And then offer to take orders and go pick up lunch for your coworkers, then charge them full price and pocket the rest. That's totally unethical. But yeah, I can see that. Here's one. Ready to propose? Buy a cheap old ring at a pawn shop. Claim it was your grandma's. And this one might be the worst of all. New baby? Let's see. I'm going to be a granddad. Did I tell you that? I gotta send this one on to Mason because I don't know if I could have done this. Smell their diaper while your spouse is in the room. If it doesn't smell, lie and say, whoa, somebody's got a poopy diaper. Take the kid in the other room, pretend to change the diaper, and then the next time they do need changing, tell your spouse it's their turn. So you just pretend they have a poopy diaper and you take them in the other room to change them, but you don't really change them. That way, the next time it's her turn. Do I dare pass that on to my son? Because that's pretty good. I gotta admit. It is indeed Cinco de Mayo, and we've been having fun all morning long just because. A lot of you are gonna go out this weekend, have some fun. Do it smart, do it safe. You know what I'm talking about. You know. All right, if we're gonna go out, let me give you some Cinco de Mayo tips. For instance, if you go into a bar and they're not handing out free maracas at the door, move on. Move to the next place. Hey, if you're looking to celebrate respectfully, remember to leave the Speedy Gonzalez impressions at home. That's not, you're not, don't. Make sure to wear Hispanic-themed clothing, like a sombrero or a poncho or a Dodgers jersey. And if you plan on celebrating it in Arizona, don't. They don't know. Party with your favorite Latino celebrity like George Lopez or a fake one like Carlos Mencia. Either way. And remember, don't question why or how a military defeat of the French is somehow considered worthy of celebration, but all right. And if you live in California, Texas, or Arizona, play a fun game and try to find somebody maybe not Latino. I've got the score to Star Wars up, so it's just Star Wars. I found some interesting facts from Star Wars that might surprise you, even if you're a Star Wars fan. For instance, George Lucas used real World War II footage of aerial battles and dogfights for the space battles. Obi-Wan Kenobi was originally supposed to survive his lightsaber battle with Darth Vader in the first in A New Hope, which was actually movie 3, but it was the first. Well, you know what I mean. And Harrison Ford's casting as Han Solo was accidental. He was only around to help feed lines to actors that were auditioning, included a young Kurt Russell. But George liked Harrison's delivery the best and put him in the role. Lucas originally wanted Jim Henson to play the role of Yoda. And speaking of Yoda, in early drafts of the screenplay, Yoda's name was Buffy. Then turned to Minch Yoda, then eventually just Yoda. 11-year-old Warwick Davis was originally an Ewok extra, but he got cast as Wicket after Kenny Baker, who also played R2-D2, got food poisoning. Wow. Now, Kenny Baker, you may remember him as this smaller actor that, yeah, I think he was in Time Bandits as well, right? Benicio del Toro was supposed to play Darth Maul. He dropped out after most of the lines were cut. But he did appear in The Last Jedi as the character DJ, if you remember. A young Han Solo was supposed to be in Revenge of the Sith, but they didn't do it. A Force Awakens has many cameos. Bill Hader is in it, Daniel Craig, and Simon Pegg. Did you know that? I did not know that. And Peter Mayhew was cast as Chewbacca primarily because of his height. He was 7'3". Did you know those? Probably not. So now you're all up on your nerd knowledge.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Vicky Barbalak's with us. Sweet Lou is with us as well. Yeah. By the way, I added the sweet just because, you know, I'm a baller.
Yeah, everybody says that.
Okay, good, 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 because it's got to be Sweet Lou. Great dude. And hopefully you'll get to meet him around too. See, now we found it because you play keyboards. We got to get keyboards for the weekend show.
Yeah, he's got them.
I got them.
Well, did you talk to Jerry? We should have an opening warm-up.
Right on.
That's normally what I do.
We're going to do it.
Jerry okay. Now, are you there, like, during the set, adding stuff in, or
usually
just before?
Not just before. Like, people are sitting and stuff.
Okay, great.
And I sit there and play and sing and entertain
them. That would be
them.
Great, because that way we don't have to listen to Jerry's crappy music. That would be fantastic. I am so down with this idea. Okay, now, Vicky, now, of course, out of this, you have a residency. You're touring comics successfully, but you also have a residency in Vegas. Half of Fairbanks goes to Vegas every year. The other half goes to Maui. Tell them where they can see you.
Good choices. Every Tuesday, it's the Trailer Park Party at the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club at The Link.
So okay.
It's a beautiful comedy club, and it's every Tuesday, and we have so much fun. It's a blast.
Jimmy's place down there, yeah.
Yeah,
very
it's a
cool.
Great room, and then we play games, and it's the weirdest show. We blew up the show.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And that's every Tuesday you can catch her there. Yeah. Otherwise, you're hitting the stage. Where are you hitting next? Do you know where you're off to?
I think the next place I go is Calgary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Down south, we're the only ones that could call the Canadian Southerners.
Isn't that funny, man? Canadian Southerners. I'm excited. It's going to be beautiful there. I guess I'm going to somewhere else too before that. I forgot. I can't remember.
So
I knew I was coming here. That's
so Lou, is it you keeping her straight? Is she keeping you straight? How's this work on the road?
Who's ever straight?
Be a test.
Oh, my God. They're like two lost souls
just
swimming
teenagers.
In a fishbowl.
Yeah, oh, yes. Neither one of us can read a map. The GPS.
All right, now we'd be amiss before you go. We have to play a game that we always play, and that is a game called Best Gig, Worst Gig. So there's only one rule to the game. Neither of them can be a show here.
Okay.
So you're off the hook.
Okay.
You're off the hook. So first, we want just the best gig, the gig, the one that just worked. It could be AGT. It could be a stage back home.
Yeah.
That show where it's just we've all had them where the planets align. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
For me, I'm always going, God, I wish I would have taped that because I never do.
Exactly. So, I never tape the best shows.
Right. So, what was your dream gig that happened?
Well, it wasn't my dream gig, but it turned out to be. Right after AGT, these people at Cancer Hope in Malibu reached out to me and asked me if I'd come perform at their summer cancer camp. And I knew there was going to be kids and stuff there. I'm like, ugh, okay, Cancer Hope. So I'm like, yes, I'll come. And the guys were so nice. And so I went there, and the room was like adults and children. And you could tell they're in treatment at various stages. Some people recovered, some people sick.
Oh, goodness.
And they were all out there in this camp. It was like a camp. So and they're at picnic tables. And I'm like, this is going to be awful. And they were the most fun, exciting. They laughed the minute they saw me, which most people do. I had so much fun with them. And it was like and afterwards we just spent the day. And now I'm still in contact with a lot of them. So that was something I thought would be pure hell, was just the best.
Wow. See, and now what I like about that story is a lot of comments go, oh, and I was opening for Don Rickles and I was at this thing and everything. But to have one that humbling. Yeah. And that, you know, and right. that meaningful, and that it still stands out for you today.
Yeah.
That's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Flesh ahead. And we go to the worst. Gig
okay.
you've ever had.
The Spanoses, the evil Spanoses who own the Chargers in San Diego, who left my team. They took my team.
Right.
But this is before they took my team, and I didn't hate them at that time. I came to hate them on this night. So Mr. Spanos called the Comedy Store and said, my wife's having a little party. I'd like you to send a girl comic up. So the Comedy Store called me. They go to Mrs. Spanos' house Saturday. It was like $500. And at that time, that was like $1 million.
Right, right.
So I go to their house, and it's the crappiest house in La Jolla. It's a piece of crap.
Wait, hold on. Crappy house in La Jolla? Those two words don't usually even go together, do they?
I know. I kept thinking, is this the guard house? You know, and then, I'm not kidding you. It was like a 10-foot-long driveway. It was a crap one-story ranch, piece of crap. A butler did answer the door.
Wow.
Yeah, he was dressed like a real jerky butler. Answered the door all snotty. And then he points to the right. And there's a small dining room, 10 by 10. I swear that's as big as the dining room was. And there's Mrs. Spanos and six blue head ladies. And Anne Quinlan, one of my favorite writers. And I didn't know she was going to be there. This is a tribute to Anne Quinlan. So, and they go, you'll be performing for them at this dining room table on this entry. And then they go to Mr. Spanos. They led me to Mr. Spanos' office. There was a bottle of champagne there open. So I'm assuming it's for me. So I drank it because I knew what I was up against. And then the trailer park mess went out into their entry and tried to entertain these horrible blue-headed women. And Anne Quinlan thought it was so funny she fell off the chair laughing because the ladies were so horrified. It was like truly one of the worst experiences of my life.
Well, you made her fall off her chair. So.
I mean, but she because she felt so bad for me.
So I guess after that, did you care that they left?
I mean, at that point, I started disliking them. And now, if I ever see them, I'll kick them in the butt.
Oh, you would?
I hate them because they took my team. I mean, husbands leave in the middle of the night. I could give a crap. Losing the Chargers.
Don't take my Chargers.
Yeah, don't take my Chargers.
And they take them to L.A. where nobody cares about them.
Nobody cares
about the Chargers.
Nobody cares.
Every home game is a road game for them.
Exactly. It's ridiculous.
This is the one and only Vicky Barbalek on stage tonight at the Spur. My man, Sweet Lou, is well going to be playing keyboards for us, hopefully, this weekend. That's going to be awesome as well. Guys, so good to have you up here. We're going to have a good time this week. We really will.
Thank you, Glenn. We had a blast.
It's just getting started, people. Another great show as the snow starts to melt here in Crapper Creek. We're going to be back next week. We're going to give you weird shit left behind in hotel rooms. Things we like less as we get older. Stressful things about being a DJ. And we'll throw down some horrible unfun facts next week on the podcast. Tell your friends. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.